Verse 13, I saw in the night visions. Behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Now this is the Son of God in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are told concerning him. He said himself in Mark 14:61, again the high priest asked him and said unto him, Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am, and ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. That's exactly what Daniel had said. And then again in Luke 1:31, he shall be great, he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So this is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the Son of God in heaven. He's invested with the authority to take the kingdoms of this world from the Gentiles and establish his kingdom. And the Lord Jesus made reference to that he would be coming with great power and coming in the clouds of heaven to establish his kingdom upon this earth. And that's what the angel had said concerning him. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So that what we have here is the very clear-cut statement that the Lord Jesus is that stone cut out without hands that smites the image, and he will establish his kingdom here upon this earth. Now, you find that all the way through the Word of God. For instance, way back in the second Psalm, where he says in verse 7 of the second Psalm, I'll declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Now, he's begotten him from the dead. Has nothing to do with Bethlehem. It's perfect nonsense. Go over to the 13th chapter of Book of Acts, verse 33, and you'll find Paul interpreting that. It refers to the resurrection. Now he says, verse 8 of Psalm 2, Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. He's going to take over the kingdom. How will he do it? Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. You see, when he comes to the earth, the millennium will not be there waiting for him. He's going to put out all the rebellion, break it up, remove them, and then those that are obedient will enter the kingdom. Now, we have that in verse 14 now of Daniel 7. I'm reading. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, and all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Now you see, this all prepares the way for the coming of Christ and the smashing of the image by the stone cut out without hands. And an everlasting dominion is to be established here upon this earth. And you have that in the 19th chapter of Revelation. And somebody says, well, there it speaks of the millennium, 1,000 years. Well, friends, at the end of the 1,000 years, which is a test period with him ruling, there will be a brief moment of rebellion against him when Satan's released for a brief season. But the kingdom's going right on into eternity. And he makes that very clear. Now we are told here, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now the 1,000-year kingdom, you see, is but a phase of the everlasting kingdom. The steps are outlined, I think, clearly in Revelation 20. Christ reigns 1,000 years on the earth under heavenly conditions. After this period, Satan's release. The unregenerate human heart, still in rebellion against God, rallies to Satan's leadership, and he assembles them to make war against Christ. And Satan and the rebellious betrayers are cast into the lake of fire. The lost dead are raised for judgment before the great white throne. Now, after this, the eternal aspect of the kingdom comes into purview. Then the location of this kingdom is on earth. And you may be sure of that. I think that is something that the Word of God makes very, very clear. Maybe I ought to turn and pick up a scripture on this. I didn't intend to do this. I'm looking for the prophecy, Micah 4:2. Notice this, and many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. We will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. That is very clear. I think that the kingdom is to be here upon this earth.